Blog Talk Radio.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hoot and Holler. Hope we have sound. I'll check with Bill. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Let's get her done.
Oh, we've had a day. Another one. You should have started out with Queen and Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, my God.
Kamala Harris is done. She's out.
Yeah.
And I don't want to kick her when she's down. I would tell her, you know, now's the time to kick yourself to your knees, talk to your maker, and get your life in order.
Instead of going on her knees for Willie Brown, yeah, that would be a good start. Exactly.
Oh, and then we got the impeachment inquiry, the Democrats' version, which is like, you got to wonder, they spent all their time making this crap up, or what?
Right.
Because Nothing. No real factual evidence of any kind.
There never will be. But they're never going to stop, Bill. So, I mean, we know what
Linda,
this
is. They can't. They have been too long on this global agenda they're pushing.
Yep,
that's why
I
you saw the Democrats fly over to Paris for this meeting and stuff.
Yep.
First off, Nancy Pelosi, you don't have the power. Nowhere. You're the Speaker of the House. That's the end of your power right there.
That's right.
You don't have the power to negotiate with foreign countries. That's not your job.
No, she's way off base. Oh, she's so evil. There's just no getting around it.
Well, you got to look, follow the money. You'll find the Pelosi's, the Feinstein, the Obamas, the Al Gore's. They're all invested in green technology stuff that's going to bring, if they can stop out fossil fuels, will bring money to their pockets.
But
and
it doesn't. It's way worse than that, and we know it. No, this is not about money for these people. They're already wealthy. They want power, and they want you under their iron fist from here to hell. And I posted several times about that witch today. She needs to drop dead and go to hell where she's going to go anyway. I can't stand these people. They're evil. It's all bad.
Yeah. They have. It's been a thing. They are so in their desperation, and we knew they were going to become desperate the closer it gets to everything coming out. The investigation into FISA hasn't been released yet, and they're already trying to tell you that it's against the Republicans. Blah blah blah. We hear this out from here.
Yeah,
time.
Right.
We won't know till we read it. But the fact is, even if that doesn't work, you know, it's like Pelosi going over there. And it's going to come out. It hasn't hit the media yet, but it will come out. She has been talking with other world leaders of how to block Trump.
Yes, I know.
Well,
that's
conspiring to commit treason.
Well, basically, what she's doing, because we're not at war, Bill. Treason is a pretty high bar, but. It's sedition. It is sedition because she's trying to overthrow the government. Treason is
what you're saying, trying to overthrow the government. It's treason.
Right. Well, It's pretty much, well, I don't know, I not split hairs, but I always heard it was during wartime. Well, we're always at war, so I guess we could count it as that. You know,
when you're sedition is not saying quite, but the fact is they are doing this to try to overthrow the United States government. Doesn't matter if it's wartime or not. It is treason.
The whole reason that they're doing this, and if anybody had the, you know, what's to say it on national TV, if I was on there, they're glad I'm not on there, because I'd tell them the only reason they're pulling this crap, the only thing Trump did was he won against that Hildebeest flying around on her damn broomstick,
well,
and she lost. That's what this is all about.
Had Trump went along with their agenda, they'd have been okay. But he started tearing parts of it down that they have been a century building up. And
true.
He started exposing things. There's a whole lot more going to come out. They've got to get him out of there as fast as they can.
They
and
can't
then
do
try
it.
To block,
they're not going
to try to
it's
block
not,
anything else from being revealed.
They're not. No, they're not going to, because the Senate is not going to remove him from office. Nobody in that Senate's going to vote for this on the Republican side. Nobody's going to do it.
Will.
The guy has.
Romney will.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's not enough of them. That's not going to work. They're not going to remove him. And believe me, they've never removed a sitting president. They can try, but they're not going to get it. The only way they're going to get him, and I hope that the Archangel Michael's up there protecting Trump, because they'll have to try to shoot him down if they can't get him this way. And they're not going to get him.
They are so close to building for the violence now. You got to look at the whole scheme of things right now.
Oh,
we
I know.
We can be going to war. We can be going to war and being rushed from across the Canada border, Muslim. We can be Mexico attacking us because they don't want us interfering with their corrupt government that's involved with the drug cartels.
Oh, I know.
We're going to get hit from every side.
Yeah, here's the thing. All the stuff that's been talked about on these cartels and stuff, and that Trump talking about making them a terrorist organization, nothing's going to come of it unless we unleash all-out war on that whole country and wipe it out. If it was up to me, I'd obliterate that damn place. I'm sorry about the collateral damage, but I would napalm that whole damn country. I would napalm them.
She doesn't seem that fat Mexican got a beard, claiming to be an Indian. If you're an Indian, you ain't got a beard. One thing, and he's more Spanish than he is anything, claiming that they're going to retake their land. Well, first off, what tribe did you belong to and what land was yours? And where did your tribe get the land? What tribe did they wipe out to take it over? You know, let's talk about the whole scenario of things instead of you just trying to claim something stupid. If you're in the Mexico area, you're probably from there, and that's where your tribe was at. Not here in the United States. Now you're trying to link it up and say that all Indian tribes are the same. And if you've ever talked to Indians, no, they're not. They are not all the same. They are as different as night and day, many of them. You know?
Oh, God.
So to try to claim that you're all the same, that's just ridiculous. And then we hear, we're constantly barraged with the immorality of pushing homosexuality and abortion upon our children, gay people in the schools. In my day, they'd have shot you for that.
That's true. That's I know.
It's ridiculous that 4% of the population is dictating to 96% what we must be and think, and trying to attack us and tear down the 96% that's not gay.
You know, I do fear that we're, you know, as things are going, we're headed for a revolution, Bill. I hate to see it.
I've said it all along. The upside, they cannot just go out gracefully. They got to fight with everything they got, because when everything gets exposed, you know how many of them is going to be locked away?
I know.
Their wealth taken away from them. Could you imagine how the Pelosi's and the Bloombergs and all these people would throw a fit when they were locked away and their wealth was taken from them?
you know what? I'm so sick of these people. They've got to be defeated because they are evil. They are not worshiping anything but money, power, and Soros, and Soros is God, which is Satan himself.
And then you have Then you have the media, who just comes right out and blatantly lies to your face about
every day. Every day, I know.
Every day, it's ridiculous.
I know.
And that so many of the population buy into it is even more ridiculous.
It is.
We have a whole generation in our schools. Oh, teachers needing more money. Bullshit. Teachers been getting more money for decades, but our students' grade levels keep going down and down. It ain't the money.
Yep.
It's the quality of the teachers you're hiring. Maybe if you hire people that really wanted to teach instead of indoctrinate and try to turn everybody into their view of things.
Marxist. I know.
Yeah, I was a blessed person growing up because I was taught to think for myself. I was taught to analyze stuff and think.
I know.
We don't have that today. We don't have
that
today.
They're not teaching them anything.
You got all these little kids that are all video games and stuff. You cut off the power, they don't have a clue. And they don't have imagination because you stole their imagination and you replaced it with whoever made the video game they're playing. You know, I love to see a kid outside playing with a box or a stick or something, and it's their imagination that makes it. And I tell younger kids, that's what led to your great writers. That's what led to your great discoveries and stuff, was people who used their own imaginations and went from there. And when you take that away from the children, and all they've got is these video games, which is how many of them are violent, you know, it's kind of it's so hypocritical to be griping about violence when you're falling in kids' faces left and right with the video games and the movies and everything else. You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, the left has gotten the culture. They've got everything. They're just – it's like a cancer, and it's just insidious. And it reminds me of that movie that we saw in the 50s, The Blob, and it just keeps spreading. Well, that's what this left is. It's evil, and it's got to be stopped. We got to figure out how to stop these people. And I hate to do it at the barrel of a gun, but if that's
when
what it takes,
when we
Bill.
See people – when you see the public in Iran and Hong Kong,
I know.
Risking their lives for freedom. And here, you got the Democrat and all their indoctrinated college kids and stuff trying to give the freedom away. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Don't realize all these millennials out here marching for the Democrats don't realize if they have their way, 80% of you millennials will be dead. Wake up.
Well,
read their agenda. Read what they're up to. Read their depopulation. You've heard Bernie mention it. You've heard Bloomberg mention it. You better get into things and know what the hell you're talking about before you start running your mouth. Don't give me no science fiction crap about climate change if you don't know a damn thing about science.
It's so horrible. I keep saying it over and over again. I said this Agenda 21 hoax, this crap about the the fake global fake. They're calling it something else this week because they didn't. they couldn't get it down with climate change, so it's now climate crisis. This is what the left does. They just bastardize everything, and everything they touch turns to merit anyway. So I said, these people, this is the biggest lie outside of the one that Satan told Eve in the garden, I'm telling you, and she didn't know she was being lied to, and these idiots who watch that damn CNN and PMSLSD are so stupid, they sit there and they're sucking up this Plato's allegory of the cave, nonsense, lies, hoax, made up, fake news. It's sickening.
But you're seeing a movement, whether you pay attention, we're seeing a Christian movement.
Thank God.
Going on that's not getting any publicity. It's not getting played out there. But you got guys like Kanye West turning and leading other people to God, and you've got other people out there, major people. Tom Selleck and others standing up and admit their relationship with God and stuff. I would rather see these people highlighted than somebody who's out there, don't know whether they're a man or a woman, are
pretty sickening.
It is getting sickening. But I see people get attacked, and it's usually somebody that's, you know, elderly or disabled or something. They get attacked. That boils my blood. That shows me what we're fighting. We're fighting cowards.
Yep.
They can't stand up and fight you in front of each other face to face because they know they'll get their butt kicked.
Yep. They're bullies, cowards, evil, and a whole bunch of other things. And, you know, it's sad. I hate to see it come to that, but we got to pay attention to, you're right about what their plans are. You and I know their plans. We've known for many, many years.
Well, you see their plans backfiring.
Thank God.
Black Friday, more people applied for government and stuff than any time in history. You know.
Good. Good.
Every time they push their guns to show, they sell more guns. You got to wonder,
yep.
Do they realize that they defeat their own purpose by even opening their mouths?
It doesn't matter. They're going to get.
What is it? 22 counties in Virginia have now declared themselves gun sanctuary.
I think I heard that. Yeah, the conservative parts. Yeah. Well, Virginia's, my God, that's part of our founding. That was one of the biggest hunting states in the colonies. Oh my gosh!
You got the new governor of Kentucky just elected. First thing out of his mouth was he's going to try to pick their guns. I figure once he tries that, he ain't going to last week before somebody in Kentucky sees him. That's how Kentucky operates. You know, it ain't like other places. You just go in there and tell these people who's loose. They depend on killing an animal to eat. Of course, I know they want us to quit eating meat, but they can't. That's just ridiculous.
Well, look, as far as you know, as far as the governor being a complete fool, all they have to do, if they're serious, is recall him. They're trying. They're actually got a. They got a petition here trying to recall Gruesome, but this state's gone.
Oh.
There's no hope for
this. What's the new climate tax thing, Linda? 40%?
Oh, what, here?
Yes.
I didn't hear about it. All I know is they've been taxing the lumber. They got a new lumber tax because it's called the cutting down a tree tax on every piece of lumber you buy to do something with your house. It is nuts. These people are nuts. And I'm just pray for me. Back to heel because I got to move.
Bloomberg said you got to tax the poor people so they can't afford the things that are harmful to them.
Oh, that man is nuts. That man is a fascist, moronic piece of puke.
Oh, yes. Anybody, I don't care who you are, anybody that says, I know I'm going to heaven. Well, you're a liar. Nobody knows. Nobody knows for sure they're going to heaven. You don't know that. You won't know till that moment.
That's true.
But for Bloomberg to say his work against God is going to get him into heaven, I wish some of these people that come out and spoke the Bible actually had read the Bible.
Bill, what someone should say to that stupid moron is, no, dude, what you're doing is going to get you to the hot place where you're going to find what the real global warming feels like, you SOB. That's what I'd say to his ugly face. Oh, I'm so glad. Good thing I'm not with their shot. I'd probably be in jail. These bastards.
You
I'm
know,
sick of them all.
What they don't, nobody thinks ahead. If we're not eating the animals and we're not allowed to cull them out, you're going to have wolves running in the city in mass packs. You're going to
yep.
have wild pigs everywhere. We just saw a woman got killed because she couldn't have guns. By wild pigs.
Yep.
You're going to see mass herds of this or that. Oklahoma, I think it is, every year, someplace out in the Midwest there, Central West, they always have these, where they set a big, giant net down through there because they got so many rabbits. You know,
yeah.
It just, you're going to cause a major disaster, and you will bring back predators that were long gone. And they don't see this. They don't understand this. Are you there?
I'm back.
All right. You know, that's what I'm saying. They're not looking. Nobody, they hear something, but they don't check into it, or they don't get what they're going to see for the future. You know,
nobody
climate
reads
stuff.
Nope.
It's like the climate stuff. If you quit using all the fossil fuels, do they quit producing? Why, hell no, they don't, because they always produce, just forever. And mankind has added to that. We get to our oil and natural gas, we put it around to build up. If you don't use it, eventually you're going to have a climate to where you can't be outside without air. Some kind of, and I don't know where you're going to get the air, because you will have killed off everything with natural gas that seeps out of the ground.
Well, here's
count,
the other.
They count on us being dumb. They count on us not thinking and looking ahead and saying, well, what if this? What if this happens? You know, if you do that, what's going to be the result? It goes that way with so many things. I get tired of hearing, let the government take care of it. The government, name me one plan the government ever put into effect that came in at the cost they said it would.
Well, here's my question is, why would you want the government involved in anything that you don't need to? Dear God, that's the problem right there. That kind of thinking is nuts. Get them the hell away from as much as you can. That damn federal government is not
Reagan
supposed to have.
Ronald Reagan said it perfectly.
Oh, I know.
The government is not the solution. The government is the problem. And
exactly.
Here we are. You got leadership trying to hand the power back to the people. And on the other hand, you got people rejecting that.
They're stupid. They're the ones that are dumb, and that's the problem. The ones who are pushing this global agenda, they know that their constituents are stupid. Of course, because
you know,
they.
And I get accused. Oh, well, you're Republican. Actually, no, I'm not. I am an independent. I've always said this. Linda knows it. Chad knows it. I am an independent. I vote for the best person for the job, regardless of party. It is not my fault that the Democrats haven't put anybody up for vote for since John F. Kennedy.
Lying.
Right.
I mean, come on.
You know, I got friends that are Democrat families. I've known my family's known the Bai family forever. Evan Bai and his father,
yep,
and stuff. But you know, and Evan has turned the last few years into something different. Before that, Evan was a very strong, what they call a blue dog Democrat.
Right.
But if there's any left, there's only one, it would be Joe Manchin.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that breed has long died. It's the socialist Democrat. These ones that have never done anything in their own lives to run for office. How does a bartender qualify you to hold office? How does running a mafioso family type deal put you in office? You know?
I know. Sick.
Then we're seeing so much attacking, not us, not the elder people, but the young people with their propaganda and their bullcrap. And now you're reading stories of people who had a transgender surgery and now they wish they hadn't. No,
of course.
That should have been something that was talked out beforehand so that it wasn't a regret situation. I'm not down on anybody for their beliefs or their thing. But at the same time, don't come and try to challenge me and destroy my beliefs and my dreams.
Right.
I don't do what I do for me. Crap, if it was for me, if I was just worried about me, I'd have done that out in the woods by myself and helped everybody. But that ain't me.
Right.
I see, well, just what's today, Tuesday, Sunday, I was at a family Christmas dinner. I had 12 grandkids there. But there were like 40-some kids there. And I'm looking at all these little kids, and I'm thinking in my heart, my mind and my heart, right there's the reason. That's enough right there. Look at those 45 children. It's enough to drive me to continue doing what I'm doing because I'm not doing it for me. I'm trying to save their futures.
I know. Well, that's what the whole foundation of the country was built on, too, posterity.
Yeah, yes. And I know there's a lot of more people in our age group out there doing the same thing, fighting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would say kudos to everyone because nobody else understands. I do. And don't expect me to just lay down and die. That's never been my life. If you rode two wheels on the road across this country, you know who the Red Demon is. If you, I have been places, I have done things, I have met some of the most amazing people from all across the country and around the world. But the people I meet anymore, these leftists, they are the rudest, crudest, and most, their mind thoughts are controlled. They don't have thoughts of their own. They only have talking points that's been fed to them.
Right. And they're very destructive.
It's sad. It's sad that these people don't realize while you're out here protesting for the left, they're handing every one of your dreams away to an illegal. Or they're handing your dreams away to a Muslim refugee.
They've done it here in California. I mean, I could give you chapter and verse of what they've been doing. It's just and what they plan on doing. I've heard, I think it was Dave Hodges' show, they were talking about now there's plans, these evil ones, to clean up the homeless in some areas, whether it's Seattle or whether it's San Francisco. They're starting with the idea of the FEMA camps and actually interning them like they did with the Japanese. And they're,
you know,
some people
hit hard times. They need help, but they can't get it because they're too busy. We're too busy giving it to refugees or illegals instead of to the people that we should be giving it to.
Well, they're not.
There is a large part of them people out there living on the street because they choose to. Because
right.
They refuse to work. They refuse to quit the drugs. They refuse to quit the alcohol. I get so tired of hearing it. It's out there. I dare anybody to answer it. If we quit taxing cigarettes, people quit smoking. You can't tax cigarettes or their byproducts. And if people quit drinking and you couldn't tax that, people quit driving cars, you can't tax the gasoline and oil products. What the hell are you going to tax to make up all that money you just lost?
Well, look.
I just put you over $1 trillion.
The problem, I don't know. When you're talking about the homeless situation, you've got the Democrats. They're not doing, what they're supposed to be doing. We have decades of these idiots closing down the mental institutions. That's part of it. And they're also, then we got the sanctuary cities. They've also started releasing incarcerated people who should not be released. So naturally, some of them are going to wind up in these stupid tents. And the whole thing is nuts. And then you've got money flowing and drugs flowing across that Mexican border, and the cartels run that country. Everybody knows it. They probably run a lot of stuff going on here because every citizen who's not involved in those cartels down in Mexico is probably terrified of those people, which I can totally understand. Yeah. And they have
Living here where I live, I'll say 80% of the hard drugs in Seymour, Jackson County, come from out of the country. And most of it is coming through the illegals. That is the pipeline. That is the railway.
Yep.
Not all of it. Now, understand, I ain't saying all of it. But they have filtered themselves into these people to get up here. And then they're using, now that they're here, they're using that and they create a pipeline. And that's what we've got.
It's horrible.
Linda, Bill.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys touched on a subject just a moment ago. You were talking about the homeless people and the tent cities and stuff like that.
Right.
Here's one of the issues that I think we need to be very careful about. It is programmed by the one world exclusive governing crew that are a part of the deep state in order to think about this, the majority of the media and all are owned by leftists. Majority of the major, you know, multi-level or multinational, transnational corporations around the world are owned by the, you know, one world governing, exclusive governing crowd. And in America, those people have also used their clout and their positioning, George Soros and all of them, even
right.
Romney, in order to position the staffers and the aides and the different, these nonprofit
think,
you know, that they use like Brookings Institute and Atlanta
right.
Council and stuff like that, in order to position their global-minded exclusive governing group in there, and the majority of them are deep staters, and these all think in that way. That's why they continue to use the employment application process and all this data mining with the companies across America
sure.
in order to make sure that they're continuing to hire only people that think like them, and therefore if you're a nationalist or somebody that stands up as a patriot for your independent rights, then you are going to be left out in the cold. Just because it hasn't happened to you yet, I wouldn't jump on the bandwagon and saying, oh, they're all lazy and they don't want to work. You can't force them to hire you, and you can't force them to interview you. And as long as they can continue to manipulate the system that way, they're going to grab up more market share, and then they're going to force you and your company out of business.
I agree with part of what you're saying, but there's that other part out there that won't make an attempt to do anything.
Here's the problem. Like, when you go
yeah.
through these 10 cities, I've seen. Okay, I've seen videos, people just recently, and this was Facebook, where they eliminated a whole tent city up there, and they were just bulldozing everything. These people couldn't grab and take. These people are the ones like Bill's talking about. 9/10 of them, they're druggies, they're alcoholics. They choose that lifestyle. That's their deal. So it's part of their mentality, and it's the most
weird. If you're Christians and you're actually working in a part of a ministry, and you go out and actually spend some time in those people's situation, you realize they turned to drugs and alcohol and stuff like that because they were being pushed out of the reality of life, and they don't get any representation through Congress. Our Congress does not respect the United States Declaration of Independence or the Constitution.
Well,
so
I know that.
None of us are getting representation. They are treating us like legislative slaves, representing us like pimps, representing prostitutes.
To California because they could live on the street. Left Indiana
yeah.
to go to California because they can live on the street.
Yeah,
I'm
because it's illegal.
I'm not saying all the people. There are people out there that need help. They're put in a bad situation. But they ain't getting the help because we're spending that money on illegals and foreign refugees. We're seeing money go to the stupidest project ever. If the American people could see a list of all the projects these people are putting that money on, you know, we would. You want to talk about why we are so far in debt? Is because we've had so much money wasted or laundered from the by the elected. You know, look at the last administration. How much money is missing out of all these places? You know, and nobody can account for it. Well, it had to go somewhere, and then you got Ukraine where they're getting foreign aid. That's going to the Bidens and Pelosi's son and Kerry and the Soros.
Yep.
Soros is funneling it back to the United States to all these organizations working against the government.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
I agree
with you on what you're saying, Bill, in that standpoint. The point I'm trying to get across is don't be so myopic that you leave out the other aspects, because that's how Satan and his Luciferian, demonic-minded people trick people.
Understand,
remember,
understand
second Corinthians.
I don't have any room to waste my time on your show
if you're going to just yap the whole time and I can't rebuttal anything.
You're trying. The majority of these people that have the problems, yes, I'm agreeing with you. But there is a vast group of them out there that their problem is they don't want to contribute. They don't want to
work.
You're going
to be
they
just
feel like
them.
They're entitled. They are old to be able to lay around, do their drugs, do their pain handling, whatever crap. I was in that drug world. I spent almost 3 years of my life behind bars. I came out, started on the bottom, and had to work my way up the ladder to the corporate troubleshooter I was when I retired. You know, but that was the thing.
Because you're being pushed to only look at that particular position. Yeah, but Bill, because you're being pushed to only look at that position, you already stated that position, and I told you I agree with you in that standpoint, but I was saying I want to be careful to also represent the rest of the circumstance of the situation. That's how the satanic manipulation goes. They make it look like a righteous situation and draw your attention by Machiavellian standards. They take you one way,
so
and then they run up over you the other.
If you got so far depressed that you turned to drugs, it ain't the drugs problem. It was you, because you didn't have the fortitude to say no and to stand up and fight on. That's what.
Well, then you need to take that up with God, because he made you the genius and the know-it-all and everybody else ignorant.
That's not
between
true.
You and God.
No, wait. Listen, let me tell you something. God created us equal in, when they talk about equality, they're talking about equal in the eyes of God and equal for justice under the law. That's what the equality is, because the other equality is Marxism, and I don't want nothing to do with that. But listen, not everybody is equal in IQ, and not everybody's equal in fortitude, and not everybody's equal in, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. There's a lot of people who are so weak for whatever reason. They use cigarettes, alcohol, booze, whatever, for a crutch, because they either haven't been taught, I don't know, they just don't have that natural instinct to get out and stop being depressed. And half of it's that look what they've done with the drugs, and look what they've done with the inoculations, and look what they've done with the indoctrination. Everybody's, you know, got to have a trophy for showing up. What the hell is that? No wonder they're on the streets.
But
you
that's the position of the people that are in
their schools. They were indoctrinated thinking they were entitled to everything. And it's a big shock to find out you're not.
Yeah, life's not supposed to be that easy.
It's okay to throw the baby out with the bathwater, because they were indoctrinated since they were a kid. They weren't smart enough like you and me to figure out their scam in order to subject it. When you buy into that philosophy and then you don't look at it from the other standpoint,
it is not on me. It is not.
Wait.
There's a difference. There is a major difference between help and enabling. And if I'm not going to give them a dime if they're going to turn around and use that dime on drugs and waste it, that's bullshit. That's enabling. That ain't helping.
Well, that's what's going on with
the people that's in control of our government. We're enabling it because there's not enough of us to stand up and hold them accountable. They're committing extrinsic fraud, fraudulent misrepresentation.
There will be. Trust me.
I agree with you wholeheartedly there. I've been fighting this.
Yeah, but you're throwing your fellow American under the bus because he ain't smart as you are. And they need to be on our side. We need to educate them to get on our side in order to get enough people to go fight these people that are crooks. But they want you pointing fingers at the idiots out there, so therefore they can keep you distracted and continue to use the whole system to divide and conquer, and then they get to continue to maintain control.
Well,
see,
I guess
that's a good right there. You just said something, and I have been pushing this, because it's one of the most brilliant points I could push about Trump. Is you look at his support amongst blacks and Hispanics and women and Asians and everything. He is doing something that they cannot stop. He is uniting.
Uniting. Yep.
And they can't handle that. And that's what it takes. And you're right. We got to unite. We got to be able to, first off, we got to close that damn border and stop major drugs from coming in here. And you got to quit smacking these dealers and stuff on the wrist and turning them loose. You didn't turn me loose for what you had me for. You know, And I'm not, hey, I learned a lesson. I'm grateful because I learned a hard lesson because I'd have been dead or I'd have killed somebody otherwise.
Got 5 minutes.
You know, you got to, but you got to encourage that person to stand up on their own and, you know, you help them out. And I agree with you. There's a lot of the places when they employ you, they want to know every freaking thing about you. Well, you guys can't hire you. You know, oh, you've been in jail, can't hire you. Well, how does a person take that? How do they turn their life around if they've done their time and they get out and you refuse to hire them?
Well, you it's even getting worse than that, Bill. I mean, the point that they are using this data mining from all these companies and using, you know, InfraGuard and all these different fusion centers across America that are a part of the FBI and the CIA, the deep state connecting that information to the rest of those people that are in positions of control. They know a whole lot of information about everybody. But the point I'm trying to make is that we cannot allow them to use these Machiavellian scams in order to distract us to looking at one thing, and then we throw our own, you know, legal Americans under the bus and don't educate them to get on our side of the fence. So therefore, now we're fighting each other while they're continuing to manipulate and control us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
but that's what you've been baiting right in. That's why I don't understand your. You made your point, and I agree with you. And I said, well, we can't be so focused on that we overlook the truth of the situation, is a lot of those people end up in those situations because they can't force these multinational companies or other companies to interview them for a job. They can't force them to hire them for a job. And if their family and the friends that they have don't have the means to help them out, then you and I need to go in there and help them out in order to get them to understand what they're being manipulated under. They won't be in the drugs and alcohol.
I have a question for you.
They
since
won't be on the public debt.
Most of the job, most of the companies that employ most of the people are not multinational corporations. I beg to differ with
not.
You. They are small, tiny businesses, and you don't have to apply to work for a multinational corporation. You can work in your local community. You can figure it out on your own.
You're right that the majority of businesses are small businesses, but the majority of people that are working today work for multinational global corporations.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Maybe about 20%.
I don't think that's – yeah, no, because the majority of the people – of all ages are working for small businesses, which means – and I'm not talking about the corner store that sells books. I'm talking about the small business, which could be a $1 to $2 million profit a year. That's considered small business. And those
Over here we have a business, metal fabrication plant owner right here, from here. No multinational corporations involved. We got people that are just doing all kinds of things with other businesses that they built on their own here. Had no multi-corporation ties. And that's the vast majority of the business in this area.
Well, it's not just the Midwest. I think it's in, I mean, yeah, you got the big cities. But when you look at the maps and you know that's why we have an electoral college, because you don't want a handful of people deciding who your president's going to be, because the other states, like even Arkansas, has got like 3.2 million people in the whole damn state. And where I'm at right now, it's 30 million, which is disgusting. Hardly wait to get out of here for more than one reason, more than 6,000 reasons. Anyway, I got about a minute and 30 seconds. So, guys, it's been great.
God bless everybody. And, yes, we got to help those that need help, that are willing to help themselves. But you cannot help someone who will not help themselves.
Yeah. And you can't have plague-inducing and medieval plague.
Job. What are they paying those people to clean up the needles and the poop out of San Francisco?
You know what? To me, when you have people in Los Angeles telling you that you cannot kill the rats because of PETA, and the rats will carry the bubonic plague, we got some problems. So, you know, all right, guys, I love you, and I'm going to play a little music, and we'll be out of here next week, all right?
Next week.
Love you guys.
God bless you.
God bless. Love you.
guys. See you next week.